Michael, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. So, Michael, the InSight probe has landed on Mars, but what is the probe actually doing there?
Yeah, so the probe has two main devices that it's going to set onto the surface of Mars. So the first is to measure the seismic activity on Mars, which is the natural earthquakes, and also look for meteorite impacts. And the other is to measure the heat flow, so the amount of heat flowing through the surface of Mars. And what this will let us do is, or I should say what this will let NASA do is to understand the formation and evolution of Mars. Mars is really good because it's relatively unchanged over the last hundreds of millions of years. And so that makes it a good candidate to understand kind of the history of the planet, how it formed, and how that relates to Earth and other rocky planets.
Well, many people are pretty interested in the idea of space travel to Mars. How long did this probe take to reach the planet?
Yeah, so it launched on the 5th of May, so it took about 7 months.
7 months? Oh, in my mind, I just think 2 years? I don't know. It's a long distance, isn't it?
Yeah, 450-odd million kilometres. It's a very long way, but so around a one-way trip to Mars is usually about 6 months. It depends on when you launch because there are because Mars and Earth are orbiting around the sun at different rates. You've got to launch at the right time to make it as short as possible.
Gosh, that's a bit of a walk, isn't it? Well, how long exactly is the probe expected to stay on the surface of Mars?
So it's going to be there forever now, I guess. It doesn't have any. It's a lander, not a rover, which means it only has legs, no wheels. So not going anywhere anytime soon. But it will be a 2-year mission, is the plan. But most of the other rovers that have gone to Mars have operated for much longer than their planned mission time. So that may well happen for InSight as well. It might be continuing to give us some good science for years to come.
If you just joined us here on The Daily, Michael Dellolakova from the Australian Centre for Space Engineering Research is speaking to us, helping us make sense of the InSight probe's mission to Mars. So, Michael, what would happen if it landed somewhere and it just was inopportune for all the science experiments? Is that a risk?
It's definitely a risk, and that would be incredibly unfortunate. So, what the scientists at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory of NASA are doing now over the next few months is they're going to, based on the photos, reconstruct the local environment of the Mars lander. So they've actually got a replica of the lander at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Los Angeles, where they've got a test bed where they're going to recreate the local environment. They're going to put rocks where there are rocks on Mars to help them get an idea of what the surrounding environment is, and that'll help them know where to place the equipment that the lander is actually going to use its arm to take its equipment and place it on the surface in a spot where they can think they can best get the data from.
It's been described the difficulty of landing the InSight probe is in the vicinity of shooting a basketball from Los Angeles into a hoop into New York. Now, that's a pretty big distance, and that's a tiny little mark. Why is it so difficult?
Well, space is huge, and the planet's so small. We're lucky that we don't have to do these calculations manually anymore. We've got computers and software to help us with this, so it is easier than it used to be, but just the massive distances that are involved and the tiny sizes of the targets, and not just the tiny size of Mars, but they picked a landing site specifically based on its characteristics, and there's a very involved process for that, so they had to even further try and land on that exact location as close as they could.
Well, what makes this location so perfect for science?
To be honest, I'm not sure. There is a very involved process that the team goes through to pick the landing site. There's a whole team behind that. But any number of factors could influence the decision. So the suitability of the landing site, so how rocky is it, or how soft the ground is. Also, they want to land... They most likely want to land somewhere that they haven't had a rover or lander land before to understand a new area. And I guess closer to the equator is a little bit preferable because you get a bit more sunlight. So I'm sure all those factors went into the decision.
Right. Well, I always have to ask for every single Mars interview because I'm always very, very keen on it. What exactly is the likelihood of potentially discovering some form of extraterrestrial life as a result of this mission?
It's always a possibility. I don't think that is the main focus of this mission. I think the equipment on this lander is not designed for detecting life. More designed for mapping the internal properties of Mars. So maybe not for this mission, even if it did land near some kind of microbial life, I don't think it would be able to detect it with the science equipment that it has.
Right. Well, still excited to see what other results it turns up. Michael, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.